Today is Monday, December 14th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So it snowed yesterday. Oh my gosh, you guys. Actually, Kathy Bacon messaged me on Twitter and asked if it was snowing here because apparently her son, Derek, was stranded at an airport in Atlanta or something. And then she made the comment that planes take off and land all the time where she lives in the snow. It's no big deal. I would say, Kathy Bacon, that you live in South Dakota, and South Dakota, I'm assuming that it snows there, I don't know, 7 months out of the year or something. I'm probably wrong, but it's much further north than we are. And it's interesting because, so I grew up in South Arkansas, and South Arkansas, I would say it snowed maybe once a year, but sometimes it would just be a little tiny little flurry and it wouldn't even stick. And you're a kid and you get your hopes up. You think, oh, maybe I'll get the day off school tomorrow. And then literally there would be a dusting of snow on the rooftops or something, but nothing would stick to the road. Nothing would stick to the grass. It was 75 degrees the day before. It snows the next day, but just barely. And you get your hopes up. You can't build a snowman. You can't do anything. And then the next year you might get an inch and it might stick, and but because of that, if it snowed and stuck at all, I don't care if it was half an inch, generally they would close school. And I always thought, and I grew up in South Arkansas, just about as far South Arkansas as you can get. And I always had this vision or this thought of Northwest Arkansas or North Arkansas in general, because North Arkansas is so much further north than South Arkansas. You have to drive 6 hours to get to North Arkansas from where I live, where I grew up. And we visited my grandparents once when they lived in this area. They lived in, I believe, Fort Smith, which is actually an hour south of me. And it had snowed, I don't know, 8 inches or something, which is probably still not a lot for South Dakota, but it had snowed. And there was snow all everything, over everything, and I believe it was Christmas time, and we had a white Christmas, and it was wonderful. And from then on out, I got this idea in my head that North Arkansas was just snowy all winter long. And then the first year when I moved here in January, and about a month after I moved here, maybe 2 months, in either February or March, we got this huge snow. 24 inches. I had to dig a tunnel for Katie, who was my dog at the time. Rest her soul. I had to dig a tunnel for her to use the bathroom because there was so much snow. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is great. It snows here. Okay, that was my first year. I've lived here about 10 years. We have gotten maybe 6 inches of snow cumulative if you add up the other 9 years. So if I take all the other 9 years and add up the snow that we've gotten, maybe it gets to 9 or 10 inches. Some years we don't get snow at all, or like in South Arkansas, it doesn't stick. And so because of that, we're not really prepared for snow as much as South Dakota is. And so I think that's the reason. But I think it's global warming, because I really do think that back in the day when I was younger, when I was in school, that they did get a lot more snow here than they do now. I think the line is going progressively further and further north for places that get snow because of global warming. I'm going to say that. Who knows? But I think it has changed. I really do think it has changed over the years, and that they now don't get as much snow here, or we don't get as much snow here as they used to. So Friday, after I recorded, my parents came over, I ordered pizza, and we played Ticket to Ride, which is a really fun game, actually. It's a really fun, you build routes. So you have all these train cars, and you build routes. And the way you win the game is by completing all of your routes, and also you can get bonus points if you have the longest continuous route completed. And we played that. My mom did not bring up Christmas. She made one little offhanded comment. She's like, oh, I guess now we're going to have to take two cars to carry the chairs down to your brother and his wife, because we were thinking you and Mark were going to carry a couple of them in your car. But that's all she said. And I don't know if that was just a subtle stab at, you know, a subtle jab, like, how dare you not join us for Christmas? But she didn't. She didn't argue. She didn't whine. She didn't do anything like that. So I'm really happy about that. And we played the game, had a really good time. Mark won. He always wins that game. I'm not really sure what, but it's a fun game. I don't like to lose, but it is a fun game. And then we had Mix Minus, and that was a lot of fun. And on Saturday and Sunday, Mark and I played Pokemon a lot. And we drove to Bentonville to the park that we used to play Pokemon in a lot. And then he had bought some food from one of his friends. A lot of his friends will make, the Filipino friends will make Filipino food, and then they'll sell it to around the community. Mainly as just kind of a hobby thing that they do, not necessarily as a business. And so there are a couple of things. One of his friends is a really good baker, and she'll make a lot of Filipino breads and desserts and stuff like that. And so he'll buy that from her. But he likes to be efficient. And it's about now, since we've moved further south from all of the friends, we're about half an hour from their house. And he thinks it's inefficient for us to just take a trip just to go pick up bread that he's purchased from her. And so he'll try to pack other things on the list of things for us to do. So on Saturday it was Pokemon. We can play Pokemon. He said, I do have to go to one store to look for some Apple charging cable or something. He said, so I can do that. We can also play Pokemon for an hour or two. And that park is much better than the parks near us. It has many more Poke stops and all of that kind of stuff. And there's usually more people playing. So if you want to do raids that involve multiple people, we stay in our car, so we're not breaking any COVID requirements or anything. But if there are more people, it just makes it easier. And so he says, we can do that. And then we'll be close by her house, so we can just drive over there really quick and pick up the bread. And I said, sure. It doesn't matter to me. I don't have to be efficient. There is nothing in my demeanor or psychology that says I think we have to be efficient. That's just not me. I'm a procrastinator. I don't like tasks. I am not efficient. He's very task-oriented. He's very efficient. He's very, I don't know. We complement each other. And we've been looking for shows to watch. We have been watching one show that he told me I should recommend on here. It's called The Undoing, and it's actually on HBO Max. But if you're an AT&T subscriber, you can get at the very least, you can get a free month of HBO Max. But if you're a UVerse subscriber, they include it in your UVerse plan. So you can get that. And a lot of other cable providers include HBO Max in some way, form, shape, whatever. So if you're interested in HBO Max and trying it out, it's got some really good shows on it. It's also where we're binging the old episodes of Big Bang Theory, because we never got into that before. So we started in season one and we're just watching it when we need a light show. It's actually really funny. So anyway, there are many different ways. So if you're interested in looking at HBO Max, you should see if it's included with either your AT&T or your cable subscription or whatever. You can at least get a free month. If you do that, or if you already have HBO Max, The Undoing is actually a really good show. It's got Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant and a bunch of other people that you'll recognize. And it's not really a suspense, but it's a drama where the whole time you're trying to figure out who committed a particular crime. And it's really good. And I really like legal stuff. And a lot of it is talking to attorneys and in the courtroom and stuff like that. Not all of it, but there is a lot of it that's got a legal kind of spin or flavor. And I really enjoy those. But there's murder, there's cheat affairs, there's pretty men and pretty, anyway, anything. Well, maybe not so much pretty men, but there's just about anything you would want to look for in a drama. And it's really good. And Nicole Kidman's hair, even though it's probably a wig, looks fantastic in this show. It's only about 7 or 8 episodes. You could binge it in a weekend. So we're really recommending it. If anyone else has any recommendations for shows, you guys who've been listening for a while, you know the kind of stuff that I like. Please email me and let me know, because especially since COVID and we haven't been able to travel or do anything, we just watch so much TV. We also started watching and we finished the first season of, now I'm going to forget the name of it. It was based on some books, the same books that The Golden Compass was based on. Oh, His Dark Materials. It's also on HBO, and I would just say it's very interesting, and it's a really fun watch if you enjoy fantasy stories. The premise is unique. It's a very unique premise that there's this world where people, their souls live outside their body in the form of an animal. And there, some people who are Christian don't like it because they think it promotes atheism, which you don't even really get that until you get to the very end of season one. I'm really enjoying it. We're starting season two tonight, and I'm really enjoying it. So, all right, I'll end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.